So welcome once again to day 26 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in, long, slow breath out. Let go of the day you've already had, the morning, the start you already had, however it went. Let yourself land in your body, in the space that you're in present moment awareness. Just taking a moment to notice how you are this morning. Swirly, tired, excited, content, however it is. See if you can meet the moment of how you are with a sense of kindness and gentleness. Kind of warm acceptance for how you are and how things are for you this morning. Bringing that sense of our tender heart into our experience. In our common humanity. And continuing our discussion of right livelihood, this is the last of the topics under that heading. I wanted to offer this list, you know, the Buddhists are great at lists for everything. And this list is the 8 worldly winds. So these are the ways in which we just get caught up in all things worldly. And they are praise and blame. So the ways that we get caught up in praise, doing things right, starting the Zoom correctly, getting blamed for things. success and failure. So particularly in how we show up in the world, wanting to be successful, whatever that means to us. And then how we relate to whatever we perceive as failure. Do we bounce back? Do we, you know, give up? And then the next one is gain and loss. Noticing the ways in which, you know, we acquire things, whether that's opportunities or accomplishments or positions in the world, and then when we fall or lose those things. So gain and loss. And then the last one is pain and pleasure. Noticing the ways in which we grasp on to pleasure and push away any kind of pain that's emotional, that's physical. We've talked a lot about that as kind of a general theme for the Eightfold Path. So again, praise and blame, success and failure, gain and loss, pain and pleasure. Noticing the ways in we get caught up in these things. And seeing if we can find ways to respond to them in a skillful kind of way. And by skillful, I mean, you know, not causing more harm to ourselves or to others. So just noticing those categories as you go through the day. And even on the cushion in your own mind. Can get caught up in those things in our thoughts. So let's practice. Again, taking your seat, finding that sense of groundedness. Feet on the floor, seat on the seat. And from that sense of ground, feeling the length of our back, upright but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight. Connecting to that natural human dignity. The dignity, the basic goodness, in some circles that's called basic goodness, that is beyond the worldly winds. It's always available to us. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening. Connecting to that tender heart, our sense of connected humanity. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease, wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.